going on in this hour, but first we focus on the bombing investigation. Our Susan Candiotti joins me with the breaking news. What have we learned, Susan?
Well, we've learned from a federal law enforcement official who's regularly briefed on the investigation that images of two men, there are two photographs that we're talking about here, are being circulated among law enforcement agencies around the country. And those agents and law enforcement officers are being asked to be on the lookout for these people because they are possible suspects, possible, we emphasize, and of high interest. Now, the reason we're being told that there's a high interest in these people is because of the timing of where they were right near the finish line before the blast went off, and also because of what they have with them, what they are carrying. In this case, at least one of them is carrying what appears to be a dark-colored backpack. And they have also circulated a memo, so to speak, among the agencies, and describes it this way. It says the attached photos are being circulated in an attempt to identify the individuals highlighted therein. Feel free to pass this around to any of your fellow agents elsewhere. We know also that authorities do not yet know the names of these people, so they truly are trying to find them and are calling them possible suspects.
So let's be very clear of what we know and what we don't know. You have actually seen one of these photos. One of these photos is in the possession, I believe, or both of these photos.
I've seen them both.
You've seen them both. They're in the possession of CNN, but we are not releasing them. We are not showing them on our air because we don't want to do anything that would affect the investigation in any way.
Exactly, because if we show them, they don't know who these are. We certainly don't want to be a part of tipping these people off before
we're also, just for the record, not going into any descriptive information about the individuals in these photos, and we're doing that on purpose.
Exactly, that's right. Don't want to give too much away.
Okay. So again, bottom line, there are two photos of two individuals. Fair to call them persons of interest, not even suspects, just persons of interest, people that the law enforcement wants to talk to these people, wants to learn more about these people,
that's right.
Would like to be able to identify them by name and find them. That's the latest.
Right? Exactly, right. Exactly. And they're very hopeful that they'll be able to find these people. That's why they're spreading them around to so many people to tell others, do you recognize
right.
them?
Great reporting, Susan Candiotti. Appreciate the update. I want to bring in Tom Fuentes, CNN analyst, former FBI assistant director with extensive experience investigating terror attacks like this one. Tom, what do you make of this development?
Hi, Anderson. I think Susan's exactly right. I think they're trying to circulate them on law enforcement as the first chance to try to identify one of these individuals, not having the individuals at this time put out over the media where they realize that they are suspects and maybe leave the country or make it harder to locate them. So I think it's a strategy choice that they've made to try to do it this way. The idea being that maybe if they can apprehend one of them or both, but specifically one, that person may cooperate and give up the identity of others that may have been involved if there's more than one person involved. And again, the other people would not be alerted to flee if...